Now, there had been concern expressed, of course, with regards to the historic Butler Arms Hotel in Waterville because of the concerns about the future of it after the owner of the property, Paddy McKillen Jr.'s press-up group, went into receivership last year. But now the hotel is set for different ownership. And with me on the line is one of those owners, Niall Moran, in partnership with Brian Marshall, one of the owners of the world-famous Hogshead Golf Club. Niall, good morning to you and thanks so much for joining me in the programme. And listen, first of all, congratulations. Tell me about, I suppose, how this deal was done, really, and what the plans are for the future of the hotel.
Morning, Jerry. Listeners, a happy new year to all. With the plan started last year when it went up for sale by the receiver last July, so we expressed an interest, and it was a long, tedious process. And there's huge potential here with the Butler Arms, right in the focal point here in Waterville, and halfway in the Ring of Kerry, and We're the only town in the Ring of Kerry on the water, so we saw huge potential, and it's a big, large building. There's a lot of rooms and a lot of space not being used as well, so plenty of room for growth, and so we saw it as a huge potential to take it on and grow the business and turn it into a really nice product.
And how important was it, Niall, that this deal was done? You got it over the line before Christmas, that there was continuity there. There wasn't any sort of a holdback or a delay or maybe a year's closure, because I know you have bookings for next year, that you keep it on the road for the economic driver that it is for the village and the area.
No, absolutely, absolutely. But we need bums and beds basically here in Waterville. We're very much rely on tourism here locally. So, and as I said, the Butler Arms is a very much a focal point to the here in the village. And it's very important that it didn't shut down, because if it did, you'd be feared it might never open again, or it might be used for other reasons. So, very important that we kind of bullied our way through to get the sale over the line and make sure we keep it continuous and future's bright. We're planning doing some work now next winter. We'll just get the place up and ready now for this season. We'll open in April, and we'll do some kind of major works then next winter, and make the place a little bit nicer than what it is. The McKillens had it; they didn't do a whole pile with it. The Huggards had it before; they ran a fantastic business here in Waterville, and they're truly missed. Yeah. But we're hoping to carry that on once we get it going.
Yeah, that legacy. Around 40 jobs, very important from an employment point of view as well. And it's important as well, I know golf tourism will be a big focus, Niall, because it helps Hogshead. Hogshead attracts people into the area, and there's feed-off benefits of that. And even to have it as a centre for the local community, for events, for weddings, for other issues, and for meetings, it's very important that it is kept going. Vitally important for the area.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's just another place as well for the locals to come. Everyone's welcome. And as you said, weddings, parties, christenings, communions, confirmations, anything at all, everyone's welcome. And so we're just getting geared up there now. We have the hardest part will be staffing it, but we'll get that going now and try and get a really good team in place for the season ahead and for years ahead.
Okay, well, now listen, congratulations and good luck with it for the year ahead and the years to come. And thanks for taking time to talk to us about it in the programme this morning.
Thanks very much. Thanks a million. Take care.
Right, so there's Niall Moran now, new owner of the Butler Arms Hotel, bought out of receivership in partnership with Brian Marshall, who's one of the owners of the world famous Hogshead Golf Club. Niall, lots of experience, of course, formerly CEO and general manager of Hogshead for several years, and local ownership coming in to four for the Butler Arms and securing its future, which is very good news as we head into the new year and the new tourism season. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.